Hi, I am Harriana Hook, and welcome to the Memoir of a Descendant Stan. We always start every episode off with a quote from Descendants. The Descendants quote of the day is, "I was just wondering if you have any questions or anything that you needed." Hey y'all, it's Harriana, and I'm back with another podcast. I'm currently using a new mic. Have fun. We love new things. New year, new beginnings. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. This is kind of like the after hours of what goes on the pirate ship. If the audio sounds a bit different or a bit off, yes, I'm still in the process of tweaking it and whatnot. But yes, I have a new mic. And yeah, I'm really excited. But I'm also really, really kind of scared. So you know what? We're just going to go ahead and just get started with today's episode. This episode was supposed to come out like last month. No, not even last month. I think about 2 months ago. That is one of my goals for the year, for the new year, is to do better about doing my podcast. So today, I'm just going to be strictly answering questions from my Patreons on Patreon. The only people who can ask me questions for my podcast are my Patreons. So yeah, we're probably going to do like questions probably like every, I don't know, 3 weeks. It just depends. I'm still trying to get how I want to do the format of my podcast to go, how often I'm going to do questions and whatnot. I am going to start doing interviews very, very soon. So freaking excited. I'm going to have some very, very great, interesting, and overall just good people on my podcast. So yeah, let's just go ahead and go straight to Patreon so we can look at the questions. I'm not gonna say anyone's name just in case you guys don't want your name on here. So someone asked me, maybe talk about Sims 4 finally adding skin tone. Adding more skin tones after 6 years. It's a simulation game where you're supposed to be able to create yourself, and they added random stuff packs before human skin tones. Oh, Jesus. I know nothing about games. I'm not a gamer. I'm not a video game. I think it has a lot to do with me growing up and never playing video games in my life, which it's extremely kind of sad. I'm sorry. It's a lot of things not right about my childhood. My parents thought video games were dangerous, and also, we couldn't afford them, so I just kind of never cared, and I grew up into that adult that never really cared to game. So I don't really have much to say about that on the video game aspect, but why are they just now adding more skin tones after 6 years? Especially if this is a game where you're supposed to see yourself in it. Of course they should have a better variety. You know, video games need to give you the option to make your own skin tone, okay? Because, like, everyone looks different. Not everybody looks exactly the same. My mind is blown. You see, everybody keeps asking me to play Sims, and people keep telling me, "Harriana, I think you would like Sims. Harry, you should play Sims, yada yada." See, that alone just made me not want to play it. And I don't know. I'm not really a gamer. It's not really what I want to do for fun. What I do for fun is like different from what most people do for fun. And I know a lot of people, like I told by Kenya, and many others have started playing Sims during, the pandemic and all this stuff. Many people have started playing Sims as a way to pass time because so many people work from home now, or they're at school from home. So they're just kind of always at the house and needed something to do to kill time. And I've been finding other ways to kill time. So, I don't know if I'll ever play Sims. I might, because a lot of my friends play it and they love it. I don't know. I feel like I think what's keeping me back from playing Sims is because I know if I start playing it, I'm going to like it a lot. And that terrifies me. I don't need another hyperfixation that's going to ruin my life. I already am stuck on reading fanfiction all the time and whatever. I know one thing that I've been wanting to start doing again, because if you guys watched my collaboration I did with Nanero about Shugo Chara, I used to be like a big anime fan. One of my goals for this year is to start reading mangas again. One day in January, I'm going to take myself out on a little date. I'm going to go out, get me a nice smoothie, and then I'm going to go to the Barnes & Noble on the other side and go through the manga section and pick out me a new manga series to read, okay? I don't know. I think I might do some research online first. I don't know. I've been wanting to watch Cowboy Bebop, but I'm not in the mood to read it, if that makes sense. And no, okay. I'm not in the mood to watch it because it's like I gotta sit there and watch all of that. And I also been wanting to get into My Hero Academia. So I think I'm just gonna read the mangas for those because like I don't know what it is about anime. I can't never go back and finish it. I think I might read Ramnah One Half because I've been watching that anime. It's like an 80s, 90s anime. And people were telling me that the manga was a lot better. And I've been watching it and the show gets on my freaking nerves. I think I actually want to read that manga instead. But yes, like I can fly through like three mangas in one day. And it'll take me like forever to watch a full season of anime. So I think I'm just gonna go back to reading manga, but I trailed off. That's just, yeah, like I said, I don't want to get into another hyperfixation. Favorite holiday movies. Yeah, like I said, this post is old. I don't have one. I am not big on Christmas, y'all. Christmas is just not my thing. I don't be into holiday spirit. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't like holiday movies. I'm just done. I'm so freaking happy that the new year has started and we have moved past Christmas. I am a Halloween whore, okay? I am a Halloween whore. I'm not a Christmas whore. I am not a Christmas stan. I'm not Christmas hype. I did not listen to no Christmas music. During this past holiday season, the only time I listened to it was when I was at my job. Okay, when I was at my job and we had the same holiday songs for our guests and whatever, but I am not a Christmas fan. I don't have a favorite holiday movie. I'm sorry. It's not my thing. Moving on to the next question. Okay, for topics, what are your thoughts on Lovecraft Country? I don't like Lovecraft Country. I do have a friend. Two different friends actually that I'm gonna bring on this podcast, and we're just gonna talk about Lovecraft Country. We were supposed to do this probably like months ago. We were supposed to do this weeks ago, but I just never got around to it because I told them that I wanted to do it on my podcast instead of my channel because I feel like it will fit better on my podcast because like I just feel like it doesn't fit my niche, if that makes sense. It doesn't really fit my niche, but yes, I have two friends that I am going to bring on my podcast, but we're just going to talk about Lovecraft Country. Overall, I hate the show, but I love it at the same time. It has a lot of issues. I was very confused. I love the aesthetic of it. Lovecraft Country has issues, okay? The transphobia, the homophobia, the racism, the everything about this show really just annoys me. It has really bad writing. It looks beautiful. Greatly acted, but the writing is just atrocious, okay? It's just really, really atrocious. It was just too much going on. I didn't understand a thing going on. If they want to do a season two of the show, I'm not watching because I don't know. I enjoyed myself in the beginning. I will say episode three was the best episode, and that's the one when she busted the windows out the racist white people car. That's the best episode in my opinion, but no, I'm not a fan. I was extremely disappointed, and I was looking forward to it too, but I was just not. I was very disgusted. That was that sex scene between the white lady and the black lady. When she was dressed up. Okay, she was like in costume. For people who haven't seen the show, this sounds really, really weird. The white lady was dressed up, not dressed up, but she transformed herself into a white man, and then the black woman transformed herself into a white woman. So it's a very disturbing sex scene because every time they transform from like different human types, it's very disturbing. It's very, very bloody, very, very nasty. And I just was not enjoying it. I was just not enjoying it whatsoever. So yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Lovecraft Country. I don't care too much for it. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the diversity in Disney, including Star Wars and Marvel, that was announced last night? Like I'm telling y'all, this is, have been a mess. I'm happy that they are doing something about the diversity. You remember over the summer when everybody was doing the performative activism? I just made a post about Black performative activism on my Tumblr, where people were saying, we're going to hire more Black people. We're going to do more to support the Black community. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Yeah. And a lot of them didn't put their money where their mouth is. Well, Disney, on the other hand, put their money where their mouth is. And I'm very, very impressed, okay? Because Disney, like I said, Disney knows how to keep you coming back. Like I said, Disney is a company. They are here to make money. They know how to make you come back, okay? They know how to make you come back. And they know good and well. I'm so sorry if you guys heard my phone go off. Let me mute that real quick. But they know how to make you come back. And they put their money where their mouth is, and they're going to give us the diversity. And we were like, you know what? Thank you. So I'm very impressed by this. I'm not a big fan of Marvel or Star Wars. But yes, diversity is very, very important. And I'm glad that Disney is doing something about it. Okay. And then they also asked best Christmas presents. I'm not answering that because, like I said, Christmas over. I'm done with it. But I think the best presents I've ever received, I don't know. Oh, I'll tell you my favorite present that I got this year. I got me a bunch of lighting equipment for the Progenies. It's just something that I really, really needed. I could have paid for it myself, but I didn't want to. And I got a bunch of lighting equipment because when we filmed our pilot, we needed more lights. We kept roping the lights around the entire time we were filming, but we got it done. We got the job done. So, yeah. But yeah, that's like my favorite gift that I got from this year. Moving on to the next question. Would honestly love to see something catering to my special interest. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, especially regarding more underrated characters such as LeFou, Dariq, and the Enchantress. Yeah, I'm gonna be real. I never saw the live action Beauty and the Beast. I'm sorry. I heard it was terrible. I had no interest in wanting to watch it. I had it saved on my Netflix like watch list for the longest, and then they took it off Netflix, and I'm pretty sure it's on Disney Plus. So I still have access to go see this movie. And if not, I can easily rent it, but I don't know. Ever since that live action Maleficent movie changed my perspective on the character of Maleficent, mind you, like Sleeping Beauty is one of my favorite movies ever. I'm literally staring at my Sleeping Beauty water bottle right in front of me. Ever since I watched Maleficent, it has changed my perspective on that villain. I don't see her as evil anymore. And it's weird because I used to fear Maleficent. I used to think she was the baddest of the bad. I used to think she was baddie bad. But now I am not afraid of her anymore, and I don't like that. I still didn't see the Maleficent sequel because it made me so angry that I'm scared of Maleficent no more. And I didn't think Maleficent was a terrible movie. I genuinely did like it, but I don't know, it just made me annoyed that I don't view her as evil anymore. She's not that intimidating to me. It ruined Sleeping Beauty for me, because you know Sleeping Beauty is one of my favorite movies of all time. So yeah. But I don't know. I've heard that they did better with the diversity in the live-action Beauty and the Beast film. Like I said, I don't know. I don't really know much to say about this one because, yeah, like, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I feel like we all have underrated characters from Disney that we love. Like, I'm obsessed with Cobra Bubbles, if y'all ask me. I'm obsessed with Cobra Bubbles. Literally, I made an OC for his daughter, like, years ago, like, back in 2017 when I was in my freshman year of college. And then, yeah, I brought her to life in the Progenies. Please go support the Progenies. And I don't want to get on here and talk about that freaking web series every time I get on here. I don't want people thinking that my only personality trait is that I have my own web show. Because it's not. It's just reminding me of it. So, yeah. And I think I have gotten to the end of the questions for this round. I will repeat the Descendants quote of the day. I was just wondering if you had any questions or anything that you need it. I am Harriana Hook, and thank you for listening to the Memoir of a Descendant Stand.